Welcome back to the Bench Buzz. I'm Maxwell Gilley, and I'm thrilled to get to be joined by the head coach of the Ben Davis Lady Giants and Coach Stan Bench. How are you doing today, Coach?
I'm doing okay. I wish we were still playing, but overall, just reflecting, it's a pretty good season, and we're all healthy right now, so I guess that's a good thing.
So, the Giants would travel to Decatur Central on Saturday. You first took on Mount Vernon, and you would beat Mount Vernon 53-49. How were the Giants able to defeat the Marauders?
Well, I mean, it was tough. We got off to a slow start. Mount Vernon played very well at the beginning. We were down, I think, 13 points at one point in the first half and just sort of fought our way back, closed it at halftime. And then we just persevered that second half. The girls, after the start, the players played very, very well and played hard. So we were able to beat a good Mount Vernon team.
And then later that night, you would take on a Mooresville Pioneers team that had beat North Central. Ended up losing that one 47-43. Just overall, what were your thoughts on the Giants' performance?
Well, the game was very similar to the Mount Vernon game. I mean, it's almost identical. We got off to a slow start, got behind at the beginning, fought our way back. I think we tied the game. We might even got up one or two points. And then in the last quarter, we just did not hit anything. And they hit a huge three-pointer from about 5 foot behind the three-point line that gave them a two-possession lead, and then it made it very, very difficult from there. So, it's tough, especially in a second-game situation when you get behind in double figures to come back because you don't quite have the legs you normally would when you play one game in a day.
So just overall throughout regionals, who played well for the Giants?
Well, in the morning game, Kalea Toomer hit some big shots in the fourth quarter that gave us the lead, and that was huge for us. And, you know, Carter has played well all year. Kansas Robinson is just a fabulous athlete and a great player, great leader, did a good job. And then I thought Taylor Guest did a nice job. She had some key rebounds for us and scored in double figures and did a nice job. So, you know, we had a lot of players contribute, and, you know, I want to shout out and appreciate all three of our seniors, John A. Wimbledeff, London Brooks, and Kansas Robinson, for a great year and for being such great individuals, and they were a pleasure to coach.
So specifically with those seniors, how much of an impact have they had all season long for you?
Well, your seniors sort of set the tone for the team, and I thought they did a nice job of leading the team in a positive fashion, and like I said, all three of them are going to still be competing in athletics when they go to college, and I think that's huge that they're doing it. And they're quality people, intelligent and quality individuals, and really made a positive impact on our team.
So who will need to step up next season to sort of replace the seniors?
Well, all the players that, you know, played this year need to be better. I mean, you know, I think we're going to have another great group of seniors next year. You look at what we've got and then some of the girls that were role players this year, well, their roles will change. They'll need to step up and be bigger. The girls that were sophomores on the team this year, Sincere and Hermani and Zoe, are going to have to step up. And then we're going to have one or two other players need to step up that were on the JV or freshman teams or current eighth graders that are going to be freshmen next year. So a lot will happen between now and next year. I mean, no one's going to be the same next year. They'll either be better or worse, and we certainly hope they're better.
So what's the offseason going to be looking like?
Well, I mean, obviously, we got to become better shooters if we're going to have a chance of winning the state. I mean, we got a lot done this year with our shooting percentages. I mean, you know, when you don't shoot a great percentage, it really puts a lot of pressure on your defense and puts a lot of pressure on your rebounding. So if we can become better shooters in the off season like I said, keep getting better, because, you know, it hurt this year. And I said this several times, but we missed after Christmas. We never had too many quality practices as a team. I mean, me getting COVID didn't help. The players were restricted in some of the practice, either by injury or sickness or whatever. And this team needed to keep getting better. And they did the best they can. I mean, the style I like to play, we need to be in shape. And that probably hurt as much as anything, that it cost us a little bit of conditioning also. So, you know, I think under the circumstances, the community, the players, and everybody should be proud of what they did. It's just, it was right there for the taking, and we know we could have gone a step further, but didn't quite get it done. And our hats off to Mooresville, and we wish them nothing but luck this week in the semi-state.
So what was your biggest takeaway from this season?
What a great group of young ladies that we were able to have on the team. I mean, you know, a lot of times people say, oh, today's youth. And it's like, well, if today's youth are these basketball players we had on the team, they're in good hands, because I think they're going to be the leaders in the future. And they're very quality individuals. Their parents ought to be proud of them. I'm proud of them. And the community ought to be proud of them. They handled themselves with nothing but dignity the entire season. I'm proud of them.
So, finally, what is your final message as we close out this 2021-2022 season?
Well, I guess, you know, people say it doesn't end the way you want it to. I guess it only ends the way you want it to if you win the state. And even then, it's never good enough. I mean, as a coach, you always want to be better. As an individual, as a player, I mean, you know, you and your classes, myself and my profession, you know, I don't want to rest on yesterday. I want to be better tomorrow, and that's what they need to take away from it. We got better. We did better. There still was another level that we could have gotten to, and we're sort of disappointed we didn't get there, but that's sort of life. You know, you want to keep striving and striving to become better in the next activity or the next instance you do it. And I just certainly hope that all the players are better because they went through our season this year.
Coach, thank you for doing this all season long, and I'm excited to see what next season brings.
Thank you for doing it also.
Where it began, I can't begin to know, but then I know it's growing.